You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about a hospice program for children.
There are hundreds of kids in foster care with terminal illnesses. One family in Sheboygan has spent the last 13 years ensuring children who are at the end of their lives will have a loving home. WPR's Mackenzie Crummy recently visited the Salkert family home near Lake Michigan. She learned about the five terminally ill children who they've adopted.
This is favorite child number three and his wife, Tamara. That's child number two, son number one, with his wife and my three grandkids.
Corey Salkert is showing off a wall of family photos in her kitchen.
So we have Ethan, Viv, and Ella Bean, we call her.
Then this is Corey and her husband, Mark, say that they have 17 children, eight biological, four fostered, and five adopted kids. Those adopted kids came to their family after receiving a terminal diagnosis, meaning the Salkerts adopt these kids knowing their lives will be cut short. Salkert is known as the hospice mom.
This is Nehemiah. It's one of the lights of my life. And he died 4 years ago in December. And last year wasn't nearly as rough. I think right now I've just had some space, and so I have time to feel.
For about 13 years, the Salkerts have been taking in children with complex medical conditions when their biological parents were unable to do so. Their first adopted child was Emmalyn. She lived for 50 days and died in 2012. Samuel was adopted at age 13. He died 2 years later. And Nehemiah was just 3 and a half when he died in 2021.
He was in the family room there and died about 6 o'clock in the morning. And I was laying next to him singing. And he opened his eyes. He hadn't done that in about 48 hours and took his last breath and he was gone. And he woke up in heaven and he will never have to have another surgical procedure. And he was just so beautiful.
Through the years, the Salkerts have become accustomed to hospital visits and beeping medical equipment. But they prefer to focus on the brighter spots and moments of laughter. At their home, I meet two of their adopted children, Charlie, who is 11, and Cassidy, who is almost 7 years old.
Oh, baby girl! Cassidy Jean! Hello, pretty girl!
I love your balloon.
Nice to go to
see you. Oh, it's so lovely!
See your friends and the teachers.
Look at that pretty smile. You've got a pretty smile.
Cassidy loves balloons and gets a big smile on her face when family walks into the room. She makes pictures at school and was recently honored by a local women's hockey team. Salkert loves to share those happy moments with Cassidy's biological mother. Cassidy's biological sister was born with a heart defect. And Cassidy was born with the umbilical cord wrapped around her neck. So the biological mom couldn't care for two children with such complex medical issues. But she is still in contact with Cassidy. That morning, she reached out to see how her daughter was doing.
She did not buck this whole adoption thing, but it wasn't her first choice either. She absolutely would have wanted to take care of her baby, and it just wasn't possible to run with all of that. So Cassidy's family has just gotten bigger rather than exclusionary. She has two moms who love her a lot.
Social workers and doctors close to Salkert call her a unicorn. She says that idea of being exceptionally rare makes her sad because she wished more people could give dying children a loving place to spend the rest of their lives. And although it seems impossible to cope, she says this family still loves like any other parent and grieves like any other parent.
One of our pastors had told us, you know, these kids are going to wreck your life, but they are not going to ruin it. So your heart is never going to recover the same as it was before you had them, and that's an okay thing.
WPR's Mackenzie Crummy brought us that story. A longer conversation with Corey Salkert can be heard on Wisconsin Today. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowland Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCullum.
This is WPR News.